climate change isn't just an abstract threat anymore. A recent study by Penn State University found that temperatures in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia would soar by mid-century, increasing by a whopping 5 degrees. Scientists say if we want to stop or slow down runaway climate change, we need to do it now. Coal is the biggest source of climate-altering carbon dioxide in the power sector, and the EPA recently unveiled the Clean Power Plan. It seeks to cut around 30% of these emissions by the year 2030. I recently spoke with someone who thinks a lot about this stuff. He's Jay Apt at Carnegie Mellon University. Apt is a professor at the business and engineering schools, and, oh, by the way, he's also an astronaut. I asked him whether the Clean Power Plan will spell doom for the coal industry, or if we'll still be burning coal decades from now.
The Clean Power Plan is very optimistic in a coal sense. It gives the coal operators the ability to say, okay, I can build a coal plant that has half or a little bit less than half of the current CO2 emissions. And we have a plant in Kemper, Mississippi that's starting up this year, a plant in Saskatchewan that started up last year, that are operating at those levels, or well below them in the case of the Saskatchewan plant. I can say, I'm going to go ahead and build plants like that. I'll build them in enough quantity that the learning by doing will drive the costs down. So that's envisioned by the Clean Power Plan. It's an amazing thing to me that in this country, our research on coal without the CO2 has been at a very low level for a very long period of time, in some part because we haven't taken climate change seriously. In general, the electric power industry invests less than the pet food industry as a percentage of sales. It's a few tenths of 1% of their sales that they invest, whereas in high-tech firms or pharma, it's of the order of 10%.
So why this lack of research money from the electric industry?
Things are pretty static. People aren't using a lot more power, and so investors don't see a lot of upside in investment.
So for an industry that still produces a commodity that people still need and still want electricity, the financial situation in the coal industry these days looks really bad from the outside. There have been a number of bankruptcies. What's going on, from a sort of the financial investment side?
Well, where's all the investment gone? It's gone to natural gas, hasn't it? The reason why the coal generation percentage has shrunk from, say, 50% to 40%, to use round numbers, for electric power isn't because of wind, it's not because of the Clean Power Plan, it's not because of pollution regulations, it's because of the competition from natural gas. Now, the pollution regulations, including the Clean Power Plan, will have an effect later in this decade. Those regulations include the coal fly ash regulations, the once-through cooling regulations, and some others.
What's the once-through?
Oh, it says that you can't withdraw water for cooling a plant, run it through the plant just once and put it back into the water source, the river. You've got to reuse it in more efficient ways. And when you talk to the folks in the industry, they're quite comfortable with all of the short-term regulations on cooling, on the other conventional pollutants that we've talked about. And some of them say, we can certainly live with the Clean Power Plan, because the portfolio approach that the Clean Power Plan envisions means that we can operate our coal plants as long as we have clean plants, nuclear or in the early stages, natural gas plants, to average out the emissions of the coal plants. So to the extent that there is a coal market share loss, it's been entirely, so far, due to non-regulatory reasons, entirely due to the natural gas boom.
In 50 years, where are we going to get our electricity from?
50 years is a long time to look out to the future. But I think it's pretty clear that in that time, we're not going to be running out of anything. We have a lot of natural gas. We have a lot of coal. We have quite a lot of petroleum. So in 50 years, it could look just like it looks now. If it does, this is going to be a very different planet from a climate standpoint. So I hope that what we'll see in 50 years is a portfolio of low pollution sources that include wind, solar, nuclear, fossil fuels with pollution capture devices. That's my view of the future. But I'm hoping that there will be other components of it. I'm hoping, for example, that we'll see large-scale battery technology that will be able to smooth out some of the dips in wind and solar power, and that will facilitate their incorporation at scale.
Jay Apt is a professor at Tepper School of Business and the Engineering College at Carnegie Mellon University. Professor Apt, thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.